Okay, we're not live anymore, so you can talk shit now.
I'm like, do I have to keep up with a professional voice? Shit, come on.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode 45. Of the One of Us Community Podcast. I'm Roxy Roller, and I am joined tonight by someone you probably all know if you're a member of the community or you hang out in any of the stream team streams or really anywhere on Mixer. I feel like I see you everywhere. Faded Angels, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing? Doing well.
Not too bad. I swear, like every time I come to Mixer, no matter where I go, I see your name pop up.
Yeah, I'm a social butterfly, I guess is the polite term for it.
you just enjoy watching streams.
I do. I really do. It's a fun little distraction. It's almost like a peek into everybody's heads, and apparently I find that fascinating.
It is like this kind of like weird social experiment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that we can just watch each other play video games.
Right, exactly. So
like if you told me 10 years ago that I was gonna be like watching my friends play video games on for like hours on end, I would have told you I was you were crazy.
Right, exactly. You know, we're to the point now where we're like, we might as well just cancel cable and just up our internet package, because all we have it on now is like Mixer or YouTube or Twitch, or might as well just ditch cable. So
for people that may not have run into you yet in the past, why don't you let everybody know kind of who you are, what you do here in the community, those types of things.
Hi. I am Faded Angels. I am a variety streamer on Mixer. I've just kind of been around for a little bit, but I'm loving it. I'm around the One of Us community like a lot. I also am lucky enough to take part as a mod for Project Brightside in the One of Us community. So. That's me in a nutshell, you know. And then I got the Hubby Swiffer and Faded Swiffer here at home. So
That's very cool. So you play games quite a bit then?
Ironically, no.
Really?
I didn't really start playing until probably about 9 months ago. I really never played that much. A little bit of like Skyrim, Elder Scrolls, more like just like the single player, you know, little games.
The Elder Scrolls are not little games though.
Well, it is. I'm just trying to go do my own thing. I'm like, quest? What quest? Hey, I'm going to go shoot this thing over here.
Yeah, okay. Okay. The old GTA method.
Swiffer about 9 months ago, those of you who don't know, Swiffer's my husband, he started playing a lot more when he was home, and he was like, well, come on, play it. And it was Call of Duty Black Ops 4. It's like, come on, just do it. And I'm like, I hate watching you, I'm not gonna like it. And yeah, that was like my first like big like first person shooter like love, and it's kind of just kind of grown from there. So yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So what games are you into now?
Right now I'm really Modern Warfare, man. That is
the new one, right?
Yes, the new one. That's kind of my bay right now. And I really kind of do a little bit of everything. Outer Worlds came out. I fell in love with that because I really love the feel of it.
It's so good.
You know, I love it. And it's so pretty, and it's just another one where you can kind of wander around. You can follow the quest, or you can just wander around shooting stuff. And so
Outer Worlds was a weird animal for me because, like, I haven't been into Fallout in quite some time. Typically, like, the conversational-driven RPGs are stuff that, like, I don't get too excited about. But I heard a lot of people talking about The Outer Worlds, and it was on Game Pass. And I had gotten Game Pass last month so that I could play Zoo Tycoon with Pebble, my son. And I was like, okay, for a dollar, you know, why the hell not?
Right.
And I forgot to cancel it. So I'm like, well, I better find a game to play this month to justify the $5 that I spent or whatever it was. And so I grabbed Outer Worlds, and I got really into it. Like, the conversation, and the conversations are, like, the part that I enjoy the most.
Right.
Right? Like, they're so good, and, like, the story drives you, and then I was actually listening to a podcast on, like, Monday or Tuesday, and they were talking about Outer Worlds, and they were talking about the first decision, like, the decision you make on the first planet.
Yes. And
everybody on the podcast had a different experience based on, one, the decision that they made, and two, the attributes that their character had when they set them up. And I'm like, there's, like, this story is going to branch so many different ways.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had the time to just keep replaying and over and over again.
Yep.
And, you know, delving into all of those.
Oh yeah. Yep. Exactly. And that's, I think that's part of why I loved it. And I loved the Fallout, you know, the series. Little disappointed by 76, but from what I've seen, maybe it's gotten better.
What do you think about the annual subscription to?
I no, like, I was talking to Swiffer, I'm like, well, maybe. He's like, no, you should have had that no, like
just when we bought
the game, like, yeah, as like included. Maybe, I don't know. So yeah, no, that's probably not going to happen. At least around here.
That whole story has taken such, like, a weird turn, right? Because Bethesda used to be, like, unable to do anything wrong, and now it's just, like, a spiral.
Yeah. It was a mess. Yep.
So, so let's go back, like, so you're, I mean, you said Swiffer kind of got you into Call of Duty and this and that, but, like, what was your first memory of gaming? Like, when did you first experience video games?
Oh God, I was little. I don't even think I was quite. I might have been in elementary school, maybe. And that was like, actually, no, I take that back. I was younger than that because my older brother had a Commodore 64, and I remember kind of messing around with that for a little bit and getting in trouble for messing with it.
Well, because the Commodore wasn't like a console like today, like. You could actually mess stuff up with the Commodore.
You could. You know, and I was, you know, 5 or 6 and, you know, oh, what does this button do? And that was bad. So, and then after that, I remember a little bit of Atari. And then NES, just the classic NES.
Oh, man. That was
like right around that same time frame, man. And I remember Babysitter's Kids got one, and that was like the coolest thing ever. You know, so yeah, that was like my very first like actual gaming memory. You know, watching them play like Mike Tyson's Punch Out and...
oh my god, yeah.
Right,
I remember watching a video a couple years ago about Mike Tyson's Punch Out. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy, it was at some, he had been trying, like, on stream for, like, months to beat Mike Tyson at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he couldn't do it. He could never do it. And he couldn't figure out why. And then, like, they figured out eventually that the problem was is that he was playing on, like, a current, like, LED monitor. And the final fight of that game was designed to be so difficult that the like 1 millisecond or 2 milliseconds of input latency that modern monitors have made it physically impossible. So he found like a barcade near his apartment that still had it on an old CRT monitor, and he went there and within 3 tries beat Mike Tyson. Like that was the piece that he couldn't figure out for months.
Right.
Wow. But like that was like, I mean, you think about it, like that's how they made games last back then, was they made them really right. freaking hard.
Yep, exactly. That was like the whole, yeah, wow.
So being somebody that really, you know, you weren't heavily vested in video games. How did you start finding like streaming and watching people stream?
That one day Swift was actually like bored out of his mind, and we were kind of messing around on the Xbox, and he's like, "Hey, let's look at Mixer." I'm like, "What the hell is that?
Is that a dating site?"
I'm like, "Really? Seriously, dude, I'm right here." So he turns on and we're watching it, and he was like, "Well, you know, I really like Call of Duty. Let's find someone who's watching or, you know, playing Call of Duty." And Chaotic Disorder was actually streaming. And that was like our first exposure to Chaotic, to Mixer, and to like the One of Us community. So that was really kind of neat, you know, looking back. But it was really cool because, you know, we were watching her and she was like interacting with, you know, what we were saying in chat. And you know, we were like, oh, wow, you know, this is pretty freaking cool. So, you know, we just kind of started hanging around with her and, you know, chatting with her and everything. And that was when I actually started playing, because Swift was playing with her like all the time. And he's like, oh, just play with her just once. She won't care. And I'm like, I'm so bad. That still seems to be like a thing. So, but he's like, you know, just play with her. And we played for a little bit, and it was just, it kind of just went from there, you know? It just, I don't know. It was one of those things that just like felt right. The time was right. Everything was just,
it just clicked. Like, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we just kind of never really looked back from then, you know, between, you know, Mixer and the community and, you know, everything else. It's just, it was just kind of one of those, you know, buckle up, it's time for a ride, let's go, type of things.
So have you guys always been Mixer then? Like you've always watched Mixer?
Yeah. I think I've always pretty much been on Mixer. And then I know Swift was saying for a while there, he was actually streaming on Twitch like a while ago. Apparently I didn't realize this.
Like, I didn't know fantastic that either.
Wife, because, you know, I had no idea. He's like, oh yeah, I streamed on Twitch for a while. And I'm like, when we were married, he's like, yeah. And I'm like, well, I'm clueless. So
that's kind of funny.
I'm still not 100% sure when that was, right. But you know that, yeah. So he's apparently been on both platforms. But yeah, I'm pretty much strictly Mixer for now anyway.
That's cool.
We'll see.
It's interesting, right? Because we talked to a lot of people, and depending on when they got into streaming, kind of depends what their journey was like. When I first started watching streams, you know, Mixer wasn't what it is now. I mean, it was still Beam back then. It was significantly smaller. and it was, you know, like it was hard to find like people that you wanted to watch. So like I started watching streams on Twitch for a while, and I actually started streaming on Twitch for probably about 6 months. Before I eventually made the move over to Mixer and, you know, met Rob and Whiskey and them, and we started the One of Us community. That's cool. So I'm assuming you found the community through Chaotic then.
Right? Yes, we did. That's all Chaotic's fault.
we'll have to have a talk with her about that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to chat with her about that, because she was like, oh yeah, you know, head over to the Discord and, you know, get to know everyone. They're all really awesome. And I'm like, sweet, and now y'all are stuck. I'm sorry.
Now, how long ago was that? Do you remember?
It was in April, I believe.
Has it really been that long?
No. March. Might have been March.
Oh my goodness.
Double check. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it was March. It's been about 8 or 9 months.
It's crazy to think that's been that long, because it does like. Everything like from like the past year and a half just kind of like blurs together in my mind.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. And I feel like everybody that I see in the community is like so new. And I feel like I've known you guys for like a month, but it's been like seven months now.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's, yeah.
So one of the things that I always like to ask people about when they joined the Discord. Was that your first experience with Discord?
Yeah, actually, I think it might have been.
Because we had talked, I think Obi was the first one that I had asked this, because he had said that, like, one of the first experiences that he had with Discord, like the actual being in a Discord, was during one of us, and it could be extremely overwhelming,
Yeah,
to see all these channels and all
honestly,
these people.
I honestly, I believe it was like my first like actual, Discord type of community. I know for a while there I was playing some mobile game and they had like a Discord for the team or whatever, and I was like, okay, this is dumb. So I didn't really last there very long, but yeah, I mean, it One of Us is huge, and the Discord is just massive. So
It's like its own, like, living and breathing
yeah,
beast.
it is.
It's kind
It's
of
like, and
crazy.
it just keeps growing, and yeah. But one thing I will say though, even though it was huge, it like wasn't like overwhelming.
Yeah.
It still, even though it was like so big, it had that like homey feel to it, and it was so nice to, not be, either feeling like you're completely left out because you don't know anybody, or just overwhelmed. So that was really cool.
Yeah, and I think like that's like one of the things that really gives it the community feel, like more so than I see from like other Discord servers that I'm in. Like I feel like everybody genuinely knows everybody.
Right.
Which is really cool for a server that size. And it's really fun, and then because then you go into people's channels and you're watching streams and you see those same people talking and chatting and having a lot of fun, and you're like, wow, yo, this is a really cool thing that we're kind of doing here.
Right.
So obviously Swiffer had been streaming before you even knew.
Apparently.
But you've started streaming too, correct?
Yes.
So what made you decide that you wanted to get into streaming?
Honestly, I'm not, believe it or not, I'm not 100% sure. I remember Chaotic mentioning it to us, and she's like, you guys would be great doing like a couple streamer thing, and which would be fantastic if we could. But he's on the road so much that it just never really seems to work out. But it was kind of a like I did it on my own, like just basically streaming right from my Xbox, no cam, crappy headphones, and it just felt so freaking good. That it was, I was like, I told Swiffer, I'm like, you know what, this might be, something. And since then, we're just improving what we got, and but it's amazing. It like every single time, it feels like, I don't know, home or right or something. I don't
It
know.
and then it you know I'm someone I come from a place where like I'm kind of an introvert. Like I don't really like social situations too much. And luckily I married a woman that feels the same way. But when I first started streaming, like I had like anxiety almost over like turning on a camera or even turning on a mic. Like I didn't want people hearing me like talk. And like somehow like getting into streaming and like focusing on it and building the community has like completely changed my mindset on it. I still don't like to go out.
Right, nope.
But I absolutely, love streaming. I love hopping on, turning on the camera and all of that. So
Exactly.
how long have you been streaming?
We were actually talking about that today in my stream, and apparently it's been like a little bit less than 3 months,
It's not bad.
give or take. So yeah, it feels like it's only been a little bit, and it feels like it's been forever. But yeah, it just like 12 or 13 weeks
Wow.
apparently. So yeah,
And it looks like you're just shy of 500 followers
so
over on
close,
Mixer.
so close. And it's it, if it happens, it happens. If not, because honestly, And I say this all the time in my stream. I'm like, you know, I wasn't expecting, you know, 500 or, you know, anytime soon. I look most at maybe 50 to 100 by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'm lucky. So it's just like mind blowing to me that, you know, this many people like at least want to hang out with me for a minute. And, you know, they seem to like what I do. And it's just it's so weird to me. Like, it's me. What, you know.
So if you're listening to this right now, please pause the podcast. Go to mixer.com/fadedangels. She needs 4 more followers to hit 500. Let's make that happen.
Okay. I have to.
Do it. Just do it. No, but I agree with you. Like, it is, like, I look at, you know, God, I'm coming up on 2 years now, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 years this month. And like, I look at like the followings that I have on different, you know, different platforms. Cause obviously I produce content in a lot of places. Like, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, and, you know, I'm over on Twitch now. And like, the fact that many people like what I'm doing enough to click on that button, like, it's almost humbling. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I still can't wrap my mind around it. You know, it's not been that long. Like, this many people are just like, oh, hey, I, you know, so-and-so talked about you. And I'm like, who?
Yeah.
Wait, they talked about me?
Yeah.
Like, in public? Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Without being prompt? What?
Right? So, very, yeah, cool. It's really weird.
Well, it's nice. So it's nice that, you know, you... and Swiffer are both streaming, right? So that's something that you guys share in common,
right?
Even if you don't necessarily get the time to stream together that often, you know, it's something to talk about and, you know, bounce ideas off of. Like, it becomes right. Kind of like a team sport at that point.
Yeah, it's kind of like working with your best friend, and that's pretty awesome. I mean, it would be more fun if he was home more, but
yeah,
the way things are, you know, it doesn't work out. And
because he drives truck, right?
He does. He drives truck. He
people home, that don't know.
You know, a couple days a week if we're lucky.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so it's pretty much when he's on the road and able to, he mods for me and we'll talk throughout the day about, you know, ideas or whatever, or mm-hmm. life in general. And
yeah.
When he's home, you know, I'm sitting on the desk next to him and, you know, modding for him. And
that's very cool. Yeah, that's such a cool... I don't know what I'm trying to say here. It's such a cool setup, right? That you guys are working, yeah, like actively, yeah, working together on that. It's unique. Like, you don't see that, you know, you don't see that too often.
Right. We like it. It
very
works.
Cool. Very cool. So yeah, everybody go follow Faded Angels. Don't follow Swiffer yet. We'll have him on.
Don't follow Swiffer.
We'll have him on a podcast, and then you can follow him. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is, in your, you know, 7 months here on the One of Us community, you've gotten involved with a little project called Project Brightside, right?
Yes, I have.
How did you get involved with that?
Honestly, after I learned what it was, it became kind of a very personal thing to me that I really wanted to get involved with. I went through some, you know, pretty personal, you know, dark, ugly stuff for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
And back in June, I actually literally had a plan to end my life. And things just... by the grace of whomever, you know, it didn't end up working out. And I actually spoke in PBS about it. And so many people reached out to me and talked to me and everything else. And it the project itself is just freaking amazing. You don't find that, you know, in a big group of strangers, especially right? When you think about what you know, what the standard idea of what, you know, the One of Us community is about, you know, it's a gaming group or, you know, streaming group or whatever. So that's not really something that would come to mind. And so after a while, I remember talking to Mr. Kingles, and he and I would talk off and on, you know, checking on me, I'd check in on him. And we get talking, I'm like, you know, you guys have helped me so much. I'd really, really, you know, if there's an opening at any time, you know, I'd really like to get involved and, you know, to be able to help someone, you know, in a more official way. He's like, well, yeah, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. I can't make promises, whatever. And I'm like, that's fine. You know, I'll, you know, still talk to people, whatever. But, you know, we didn't really talk about it again for probably about another month. And the next thing I know, I get a message and I'm tagged in, you know, welcome her to the PBS mod team. And I'm like, wait, what? You know,
surprise.
Okay. Thank you. And it's so humbling though, that, you know, considering, you know, my own personal, you know, mental health battle, that I'm trusted enough to help others when I'm able to, is mind blowing. And I say that a lot. It is like, it's really, I don't know. It means a lot to me that, you know, people feel like I am someone that they can trust enough with really important issues, you know, in the PBS community. So it's humbling.
it's amazing. You know, you touched on the fact that you don't see this in communities like this or groups of strangers like this. And, you know, when Tingles first brought this to me, I'll be honest, I thought he was crazy. You know, obviously we had talked, you know, I've worked with Project Guardians, who obviously is now in the Discord, and they're working, you know, really closely with the team. I've worked with them in the past. Like, we tried to help raise awareness for mental health. But when you know, Tingles came and said, hey, I want to start this group to, you know, help people through mental health issues and stuff, I'm like, well, we don't have any professionals in here. Like, there's not much we can do. And then, you know, he kind of explained it to me. He said it'll be a peer support. We'll let people share their story and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, well, we'll set something up. We'll see how it works. And we'll go from there. And we spent probably about a month and a half planning, make sure that we had all of our T's crossed and our I's dotted. And you know, we launched it, and even when we launched it, I wasn't sure. I'm like, why are people going to come here to tell their story? And is it going to become like this trolley thing or anything like that? Obviously, this community has proven me wrong over and over and over again.
Yes.
You know, I'm still blown away by the people that, that share these incredible stories. You know, we have some incredibly strong people, in this community, obviously yourself included, who have been through some very difficult shit, for lack of a better term, and have not let it break them. But either through the community or through their own power have been able to overcome the stuff that they're going through, and feel, you know, compelled or comfortable enough to share their story, you know, with the community in Project Brightside.
Yes.
Being as you're the first person that I've had on the podcast that brought up the fact that they had shared a story in Project Brightside, I have to ask, like, what made you feel comfortable enough to share that story? Like, was it comfort, or was it like kind of your way of, you know, just kind of getting it out there and venting?
Honestly, I think at that point I needed to get it somewhere. At that point, I hadn't even discussed it. He didn't even know at that point. So it was a, like, I had to talk to someone like immediately type of thing. Because at that point it had, because this was when I had posted it, it'd probably been about a month later after everything had been said and done. And I mean, I had been holding on to that on my own for a month and a half. And that was kind of one of those things where I'm like, I have to say something to someone. And I seriously, no sooner did I post, I'd say a minute and a half later, Mr. Tingles was in my DMs talking to me, asking me, you know, am I okay, blah, blah. You know, he gave me the advice to, you know, you need to go to Swiffer.
Yeah.
To talk. And I did. And without a doubt, that was, I mean, it was one of those, it was a crapshoot. I wasn't sure. I'm like, you know what, this is, you know, I'm working so hard for something that I really love doing. I'm, you know, for all I know, you know, posting it in here where everybody can see it, you know, that's gonna,
yeah,
you know, screw up everything for all I know. But at that point, I had to say something to someone. So, mm-hmm. And I had seen, you know, other people post, and it was so supportive. And I'm like, I at least, you know, worst comes worst, I'll delete it. You know, no one will say anything. I hope we'll just call it good. But yeah, it was just one of those things. And I mean, the support I've gotten, you know, it's just insane to me, the number of people who have reached out to me after that, either as a, you know, just a, I saw it, you know, if you need anything, let me know, to, you know, hey, you know, I've been there too, and us talking back and forth about their own experiences. So mm-hmm. I mean, it's I'll say it again, it's a mind-blowing. I mean, this community just blows me away. It really does.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to, you know, necessarily dwell on that, but it
no, it's okay.
This is still like this whole project is such a phenomenon.
Yeah.
You know, it has done so much more than I think Mr. Tingles or anybody ever really expected it to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like it's helped a lot of people. You know, even people that you know, I see that aren't necessarily regulars, so to speak, and they still feel comfortable enough to open up and share their stories. It is, you know, and I'm sure, like, I have to read them in small doses. I know that for my own personal self-care, I cannot sit here and read these stories straight through. But I read some of them and I gain a lot of respect for the people that, one, that could post them. But also, you know, it lets me look introspectively, like, into my own life, into, you know, my family going ons, and make sure that, you know, these same things don't come up, you know, from in my life, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it's important, and it's so, like, this is what makes a community, right? Like, it's not just a whole bunch of streamers and video gamers trying to post the latest memes. Like,
right.
Like, we're out here really trying to help each other, and yep. It's probably one of the most, if not the most, humbling things that I've ever seen, and probably one of, I think for me at least, my proudest achievements for this community is the fact that we've set up and we're doing something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's mind-blowing again.
So how has your time as a PBS mod gone?
Honestly, it's been smoother than I expected. For one, I mean, Mr. Tingles doesn't let, like, anything slip through the cracks. So, yeah. I mean, it's been good. You know, there's been quite a few people that have reached out to me just on a one-to-one basis.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you know, they know that I'm a mod for PBS, or, you know, and it's, there are some things, like you said, where you just kind of have to take it in small doses. Just say, you know, I can't look right now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of tough, because I want to help everybody all the time. I want to do all the things all the time, and so that's a little bit of a challenge. But generally speaking, I mean, it's been an amazing experience. And it's nice knowing that I can help anyone, you know, even if it's just, you know, listening and telling them, look, you know, I understand, you know, I'm here for you to at least talk to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, it's good to know that, I can do something even from, you know, from in over here in, you know, our little hidey hole. So,
well, I think I speak from the majority of the community when I say we can't thank you and the rest of the teams enough for all that you guys do, because I know I have trouble keeping up with stuff, but y'all are always on top of it. Every time I pop in there, like I don't ever see, I think I see something that hasn't been reacted to or, you know,
right,
commented on, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and usually it's like when I get in there, it's like, oh, okay, well, if someone needs this, I'll reach out, and they're like, oh no,
mm-hmm,
I already talked to Kendall's, and I'm like, oh, all right, good. You still good? Yeah. You know?
Because that was my whole thing. Like when we started, is like I was very hands on when we were setting it up to make sure that like we had everything in order and ready to go. Mm-hmm. But I had kind of given the pep talk when we launched it was, you know, I'm not here to tell you guys how to run this. I'm not here to tell you guys what you should and shouldn't do. Like I keep a very close eye on PBS.
Yep.
Just to kind of, you know, to help out where I can. But you know, I don't want to micromanage it, and I don't think I need to, because you know the team is so successful and so effective at what you guys do. So it's definitely a good job all around.
Well, thank you. I mean, like I said, I can't take too much credit, but
well, you kind of. I mean, you're still part of the team, right?
Right. And, right. And, no, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now the part that you've totally been waiting for.
Okay.
You want to get into some Discord questions?
Let's do it.
Okay. We've got the standard questions, right? So these are the easy ones first.
Okay.
What's the origin story of your username? Oh man.
Okay. No, this one, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Okay. Originally I was Faded Angel 80. That is a whole other boring story to it. Swift had to make me an account. He's like, what do you want? And I'm like, I don't know. And just this, you know, Faded Angel 80 just kind of popped in my head. I'm like, that works. We'll use that. And then a couple of months ago, I had been modding for Devil's Wrath for about a month by that point.
Okay.
No, not even quite that long. And I was getting my stream going and everything. I'm like, I'm gonna, you know, check out Devil's information on his bio. And I'm looking at it, and I see he has a little board there with all his mods on it. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I see Lucid, and I see Tingles, and I'm like, and Faded Angels. Who the hell is Fate? And I read further, and I'm like, he doesn't even know my name. And does not even know my name. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what? I have Obi-Burt Kenobi here ragging on me for having numbers.
Yeah.
You know what? Fine. Faded Angels works. It's either that or ask Devils to change it. So, I switched it then. I'm like, you know what? This works. And it I like it. It fit. And it was kind of like a you know, Kimset type of thing. You know, it just kind of fit. So,
That's
all it was. You know, Devils didn't know my name. And I was like, well, either make him fix it or I change my name. Mm-hmm. So,
hashtag blame Devils.
Hashtag blame Devils. Yep.
An epic feast is being held in your honor. What's on the table?
Crab legs and steak. And
can I get an invite?
And what?
Can I get an invite?
Absolutely.
Oh man, that sounds awesome.
King crab legs, though. None of that snow crab crap.
That used to be. So my. My family used to have a camp up in the Adirondacks, like the northern part of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And we would spend the week in between Christmas and New Year's there. And it used to be a New Year's Eve tradition that now up there, mind you, on New Year's Eve, it could be like negative 15 degrees.
Yep.
And we would cook, king crab legs on the grill, like in a big pot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And then dump the pot out and make hot apple, like hot hard apple cider.
Oh.
And just let the apple cider roll on the grill while we stood around the fire and drank the New Year.
Nice.
So that was always the thing we looked forward to, was just binging out on crab legs.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, crab legs and steak. That sounds amazing.
Yes, doesn't it? Oh man.
Who was your role model growing up?
Wow, that one is harder than I would think it would be.
It is. It is. Like, it seems like such a simple question, right? Until someone poses it to you and you're like, oh shit.
I don't know. Looking back now, I would have to say my mom. But back then I was like, nope, not going to be like that. But, honestly, my mom, she basically raised two separate families. My brother's 9 years older than me.
Wow.
So when I came along, you know, he was, you know, going on into his teens almost. And so, you know, once he was gone and out of school, you know, she still had me hanging out. You know, she went to college late and got her degree, got her MS, Master in Social Work, and all that fun stuff. And still, you know, working a job, you know, taking care of me. And, you know, my dad at that point was working thirds. So, I mean, she really didn't have a whole lot of time for anything besides work and school. So, honestly, I have to say my mom.
It's funny how, like, as kids, you know, we rebel against our parents and we're like, I'm never going to be like you. And then, like... Now my wife says that I have like my father's laugh. She's like, as soon as you laugh, she goes, you sound just like your dad. I go, you know, that's not a bad thing. Like if I'm like my dad, like that's a good thing. I mean, he raised me, right? So he can't be that bad.
Right.
last and arguably the most important question.
Okay.
Favorite flavor of Pop-Tart?
Oh, favorite flavor of Pop-Tart. I would have to go with probably the strawberry ice.
Okay.
Or the s'mores.
S'mores is good. Mm. Hard to find, but good.
Yes.
At least you said iced strawberry. Somebody was on this podcast saying that they don't like, they like the unfrosted ones.
Oh.
And obviously, I don't remember who that is, so I can tell you how far that answer got with me. Who eats unfrosted Pop-Tarts?
No, I don't know anyone that, no.
All right. So. Craig Peters asks, what is your favorite thing about streaming?
Honestly, it's being able to interact with, like, everybody and anybody. You know, if they want to hang out with me, they can. And that's really neat, you know, like Craig is from the UK and then I have, you know, local friends that, you know, come hang out and channel, and it's really neat to, you know, be able to hang out with people that you wouldn't normally meet and play with them if they want to play. And, so honestly, yeah, I think it's just getting to know people, in general, cause I am such a house hermit. If I can avoid going out in public, I will. Yeah.
Big save.
So, I mean, this is like, I am happy, you know, I'm like, oh, I can meet people from my computer.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah, man. Sounds great.
Yeah. Sounds great. So yeah, it's really, and just getting to know people, you know, and it's so weird that, you know, people that are like regularly, you know, showing up, like, you know, oh, hey, you know, we talked about that yesterday. What are you doing today? And I'm like,
I think like as a streamer, like I think that's the craziest moment when you get to a point where like you see like the same person like multiple times in your stream.
Yeah.
And like you're building like a connection with that person and like you're carrying on conversations from like the day before and you're like, holy shit. Like I have a viewer, like not just somebody that popped into stream to say, can I play? but somebody right. that genuinely wants to watch me and talk to me. Like, that's like, I think one of the craziest moments that any content creator will ever go through.
Oh yeah. Surreal. Yep.
Impish Starlord asks, what's the best thing about the One of Us community? Besides me, obviously.
Besides Rock. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's going to be tough.
That makes it a lot tougher of a question.
It does. It really does. Cause that was like the first thing that popped in my mind.
That was like 1, 2, and 3 on the list. I know.
Yeah, yeah. It really was. Yeah. It really was. One line for each. But no, honestly, and this is something I don't know if I actually just realized it or if it was like me just being my usual witty self when I banter, but you know, it kind of occurred to me. I'm like, you know, someone had asked about the community in the stream, and I remember like stopping for a second, and I'm like, you know what the difference is with the One of Us community and what makes it so special to me is that honestly, at the very least, we're a community of friends, but truthfully, most of the people that I've interacted with have moved out of that circle of friends. And now we are like this big dysfunctional family that, you know, everybody has each other's back. I mean, and that's literally, you know, that's family. That's what it is about it. Is we're not people, you know, behind a computer.
Yeah.
We've become family, and it's just freaking amazing.
Because a bunch of y'all have met up a couple of times down in Knoxville, right?
Yes, we did. So far, it's been me and Swiffer, iStars, Danger Angel, and Emperor Palpstream. And Emp's been there a couple times, and we actually have unofficially invited him to Faded Swiffer's birthday party.
Oh.
At the kiddo's request, he's like, can Emperor Palpatine come? I'm like, God. He can use his real name, like, you know, if we're not talking. He's like, no, that is his real name. I'm like, okay.
How?
That's cool. That's his real name, dude.
How old is he gonna be?
He will be 8.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Whenever you guys do, I always get a Snapchat from Palp. Of like a big selfie of the whole group, and I'm like, damn, that looks so much fun.
Oh yeah, it is. It is so much fun. I mean, this last meet with Adric, and it was so fun. It was literally 4.5 hours of Cards Against Humanity.
Oh my God.
And just drinks and you know, the guys taking off to the other side of the pub, and you know, playing a couple.
Yeah.
It was so fun. And it is every single time. I mean, I should say both times we eat together, but whether they like it or not, we're doing it.
It upsets me because my job before the one I'm in now, our headquarters was about an hour west of Knoxville.
Oh.
In a little place called Rockwood, Tennessee.
Yep.
And so I was out there probably twice a year. And it was like, there's nothing in Rockwood. Like there's like a subway. So I would stay in Knoxville and just make like the 45-minute drive into work in the morning. But then I would come back to Knoxville and I would go downtown for dinner, you know, usually by myself. And it's like, man, like if I was still there, like I'd be able to meet up with all y'all, you know, whenever I was down there. And I'm like,
right. Yep.
It's kind of a bummer. It's a lot harder to get down there when work's not paying for it.
Yeah, no, I definitely. But
Knoxville's a cool city. Like, there's some really cool places to hang out and get drinks down there.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's big city, small city.
Yeah, you know, that's
thing kind of going on, and it 100%. Is an amazing city.
Hadriel asks, if you were invisible for an entire 24-hour period, what would you do?
Honestly, I would sleep and no one would know I was in bed, so they wouldn't bug me. I would sleep the entire freaking 24 hours, and that would be the most amazing thing ever.
That's the most mom answer I've ever heard in my life.
I wouldn't even have blankets on, so that way there's no lumps. They would just not know Oh my gosh, that sounds like heaven.
Because 100%, I'm pretty sure that's what my wife would answer to. Swiffer asks, who's your celebrity hall pass, male and female?
Ooh, male and female?
Yep.
Ironic, he just asked me this, I think, yesterday in stream. So,
What the fuck, Swiffer? We already know the answer then.
Right? I know. I'm like, why would you do that? But okay, no, I will do it again. All right. Male, Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, God, 100%. Yeah, why not?
100%, yes. Especially with the whole Silver Fox thing going on. Mm-hmm. Hell yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Female, Emma Stone.
Ooh, solid choice. Solid
Emma choice. Stone. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Whiskey Tango asks.
Oh, shit.
No, okay. he actually I'm a little disappointed in Whiskey. These are very tame. Wow. He says, what are your hobbies? Like, if you didn't have to work or do anything, what would you do because you love it?
Honestly, streaming was supposed to be my hobby, and it's kind of, like, turned into a job, which I love. But then other than that, I just love to cook. Like, if I could be a chef, I would love it. I would freaking love it. Unfortunately, I also don't have the temperament to be a chef. So, but if I could just cook, like, all the time for everybody, I absolutely
would. Now, do you cook and bake, or are you just mostly a cook person?
Mostly cook. I do bake occasion. Our kitchen is too small, and Swiffer needs to remedy that, and we're working on that. But as it stands, I mostly just cook, but I can bake if I need to. I can bake if I need to.
Chaotic asks, what charity are you raising money for, and what was your goal?
Oh, we are currently working on Extra Life. We actually met our goal, our $100 goal for Extra Life.
How much?
$500.
Are you on the One of Us Extra Life team?
I am. Swiffer and I both are.
Oh my goodness. And I want to thank you guys because this year is absolutely like blowing my mind.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys were around last year, right? Last year I set a $1,000 goal.
Okay.
And Extra Life always falls during duck season. So mm-hmm. I set a $1,000 goal. And I went out Saturday morning and I got a text message on my phone. It's like, I don't know, 7 o'clock in the morning. I can't even, it's like the sun's just coming up. And I'm literally sitting in like 6 inches of water in the lake. And I get a text on my phone. Hey, we need to update the goal. I'm like, fuck do you mean we need to update the goal? Like I put $1,000 stretch goal on there.
Right.
And so like I open up Extra Life and of course, like we had broken $1,000. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Here, $2,000. You guys have fun with that, right? The next morning, same situation, right? I'm sitting in the water and I text, hey, we need to update the goal again. I go, are you kidding me? And we ended up raising like $3,000 and it blew my mind. So this year I'm like, all right, well, I'll show you guys, right? I'll make $5,000.
Right.
And I should just look it up right now.
Last I looked, we were 2765, something like that.
But yeah, almost $2,800 right now. And we're not even to game day yet, which is actually tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So I want to thank, you know, personally people like you and Swiffer and everybody else that has joined the team. You know, we're doing some amazing things for the kids. And it feels good, man. Feels good.
Yeah, it
does. So that's awesome. Is that the first charity streaming you guys have done?
No. Actually we've teamed up with Sharky. Sharky B.
Oh, very cool.
A few different times. So we've done like streaming for Starlight and a couple of others with her. And but when we found out that one of us team was still looking for help, I was like, okay, sure. So and it's so fun to do like charity streams. Just in general, it's so fun and it's so nice. Even if we don't raise anything, it's, you know, at least to get the awareness out of whatever cause it is. So,
yeah.
It's great. I love it.
Where was I? Lucid Sugar asks, where would you go on vacation if money or time was not an issue?
Money or time. Oh, man. Honestly, I would have to say probably Australia. I think that would be,
interesting.
Like, I mean, like literally tour. If like money and time were not an issue, I mean, I would tour the entire continent. I would love that. It would be so fun. And I mean, we have a few friends that we've met, you know, over the years that live in Australia. So I'm like, you know, we could use that like as a visit trip too. So, yeah, definitely Australia.
I always think Australia would be cool until I think about all the things that could kill me in Australia.
Well, that's why you just don't poke stuff that you don't know what they are.
Like, oh, look at this nice grass. Yeah, that grass is poisonous. It'll kill you in four seconds.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
what?
Know.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Lucid also asked, what was your favorite cartoon or TV show growing up?
Favorite TV show growing up was actually The A-Team. I remember sneaking into my brother's bedroom, like, away out with, like, friends or whatever, and turning it down, like, really, really low. And, sitting and watching The A-Team.
The A-Team. Oh, man.
Yep.
They had, like, it was, like, the greatest, like, TV, like, theme song, like, intro of, like, all time.
Yes. Everyone, you know, even now, you know, you play it, everyone knows what that is. Yep.
You're meant to be. She asked a bunch of questions, so we'll do the you're meant to be, like, rapid fire section.
Okay.
What's the weirdest thing a guest has done at your house?
Wow.
Starting out hot.
Honestly, I don't think we've really had anything weird. Like, even thinking back, like, the crazy college days, like, I don't know. I remember I did have a girlfriend forever ago. I was in college. For some reason, I don't remember what it was, but she literally emptied out my entire underwear drawer and took it home with her. I don't know. I was able to collect everything the next day, but I was like, what? She's like, I don't know why. Why do I have all your stuff? I'm like, I don't know.
I asked you what the weirdest thing that somebody did was, and you had to think about it, right? But that's a story.
That, like, is a story. There is a story. Like, it
like
was,
as soon
it,
as I said
it
weird,
was college.
Like,
I'll that, just put it there. It was college, and
there should have been flashing lights over that memory.
Right
there.
Involved, and I don't know why, but she took everything out of that drawer and took it home with her.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
I don't know where to go from there.
Sorry.
What set of items could you buy that would make the cashier the most uncomfortable? This is always a fun one.
Four goldfish, duct tape, and zip ties.
Interesting. Mildly terrifying, but interesting.
Yep. See, exactly. I was just going for uncomfortable, but terrifying is even better.
Gonna be honest, I'm a little uncomfortable, and I'm not even the cashier.
mission accomplished.
What are some fun and interesting alternatives to war that countries could settle their differences with?
Foursquare.
Oh, my God. You're talking about, like...
I don't know why that, like, it was, like, instant, but, yeah, Foursquare.
That's... Wow. Mm-hmm. That goes back. I played Foursquare when I was a little one. Except I feel like we played like the bastardized, like, boy version of Foursquare, because just remember like whipping dodgeballs at people's faces.
Yep.
And I feel like that was not part of the original rules.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not part of the original rules. You know, making up, like, you know, like the super bounce and all those other freaking
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be good. Could you imagine?
That'd be amazing.
Right? You see like four world leaders just stand there playing Foursquare.
Yep.
Yep.
The fate of some small country relies on this red rubber ball. Yep. If you were held at gunpoint and told that if you didn't impress them with your dance moves, they would kill you, what dance moves would you bust out?
Oh, crap. I'm afraid I might die on that one. Hopefully, I don't know. I mean, I do a lot of, honestly, it's like drunk stripper on a bender type of dancing that I do. So,
that's fair.
I don't know that I'd survive it. I don't think I would.
I mean, I'm usually an optimistic person, but we would miss you. Yeah,
I appreciate that.
What's the strangest gift you've ever received?
Strangest gift I've ever.
You don't have to specify if it was from Swiffer. It's okay.
Yeah, no, that no. Honestly, and I look back on it now and. But 1 year for my birthday, my parents bought me a set of handcuffs.
Oh, all right.
Let's just say Faded went through a rough time with buying things, and they thought they would.
I mean, you do you, right?
Right. So they're like, hey, yeah, we're ready to try them on.
Here you go.
So yeah.
Stasted What Now asks, "What's your favorite '90s jam?"
So hard. There's so many. What I mean is the '90s. I'm not. Honestly, Marcy's. I think it was my favorite.
Marcy's Playground.
Yep, Sex and Candy.
That was a good song. It's one of those songs that like song. That and like that. Chumbo song.
Yep, Tub Thumper. Yep.
Yeah, those shits always get stuck in your head even when you don't want them to.
Yep. In fact, I'm seeing it right now.
Yep.
That was great. Thanks, Stace.
Yeah, Stace also asked, which I'm surprised this wasn't in Whiskey's questions, but what's your favorite cocktail?
I wish I really knew the name of it. It was Juice Box, and we actually at the last. Oh, you meet up.
Oh, nice.
But it was like a juice box, like a bunch of different liquors, and then it had like slices in like giant freaking Capri Sun pouch.
Very cool.
It was so good.
That sounds delicious. I'm not
sure it was in it, but it was strong.
We used to drink these things called Huggy Bombs, and they were like those little remember those Huggy drinks? They were like these plastic barrels with like the foil top. Yes. They would take one of those. Pop a hole in the foil and dump vodka in them, and then you would basically just chug the entire barrel of Huggy.
Nice.
It was like a Huggy bomb. It was good times.
Yum.
All right, a couple more. R2 asks, should Siamese twins pay for one or two tickets when going to the movies?
How many asses do they have?
Fair question. R2, we're going to need a follow up on that question. So
if
please.
They have two butts, then that's going to be two tickets.
It's fair. That's fair. He also asks, why are there interstate highways in Hawaii?
I'm hoping that maybe they're the.
I'm wondering, like, is there
islands
like,
would get bigger?
Yeah, maybe.
And, like spread to the continental U.S.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
I don't know. That would be pretty neat. It'd
probably make and it terrifying. A lot easier to get to Hawaii.
Really terrifying, yeah. Actually.
Right. All right, so one last question. Swiffer wants to know, what is your fascination with making racy remarks to Rob all the time?
Because it's fun. Like, seriously, it is so freaking fun to completely frustrate that man. It is so fun. I hope it's hilarious.
It is Like, trying to fluster Rob is definitely, like, its own, like, little sport.
Uh-huh. It is.
It's good.
It is.
Good
and times. When you get that, you know, 5 seconds of silence.
We used to always count, like, the whenever, like, Whiskey and I would, like, co-stream with Rob on Monday nights, we would try to count, like, the audible sighs that we would get. Like, so somebody would say something, and you'd see Rob go,
uh-huh.
And you're like, got him.
Yep. Yeah. And that's a point.
Yep. Good times. Well, Faded, this has been an awesome episode. I had a lot of fun. That, like,
I did too.
Holy smokes, that's been, like, over an hour.
Sweet.
That went by so quick.
That went really quick.
Super fun. Thank you for making some time to come hang out with us and chat for a little bit.
Thanks for having me.
Before we sign off, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you on the internet?
You can find me. Obviously, you can find me on mixer.com/FadedAngels. I am also... Faded Angels Mixer. I had to really think about that one. And the same with Instagram.
Faded Angels Mixer. Cool. I'll put all of those links down in the show notes. So if you need to find them, click on them. Definitely go follow Faded. Super awesome person. Super awesome content creator. And really fun podcast guest. I had a blast tonight, so thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all know me. I'm Roxy Roller. You can find me on Twitch, Instagram, and Facebook at Roxy Roller, YouTube at Roxy Roller TV, and Twitter at Roxy Roller 1. Once again, Faded, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And for everybody listening, we appreciate you. And until next time, this has been the One of Us Community Podcast. Bye.